This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we meet a cupcake champion. Back in early November, you may have heard about a born and raised Alaskan named Castle Sorensen, who competed on the Food Network program Cupcake Wars. And if you didn't, it went something like this.
Congratulations. Castle, you're the winner of Cupcake Wars.
Oh my goodness, we just won Cupcake Wars. I cannot believe it.
After the show aired, Sorensen was all over the news and even got her own recognition ceremony with Mayor Dan Sullivan. More than a month later, I decided to see if things had gotten quieter for Castle Sorensen and her food cart, Castle's Creations, now that the dust had settled.
Business has been booming, lots of people calling me for orders, and the lines at the truck have just been insane. We've had to been making a lot more cupcakes lately after the show's aired.
There doesn't seem to be an end in sight for Sorensen's success or fame, but she's still not comfortable with her friends and family members calling her celebrity. Not that the attention has been bad.
But it's fun. I mean, people want to take my pictures. I go into the grocery store and people, like the people that are checking me out, they're like, oh, can you sign this paper? And I'm like, okay. Like, you know, but it's fun. It's exciting and fun to bring back a win for Alaska.
And she couldn't have won in a more Alaskan way. One of Sorensen's challenges on Cupcake Wars was to make a seafood cupcake.
Everything you need, such as mussels, squid, oysters, rainbow trout, you know, typical cupcake stuff. Your job is to choose one ingredient and bake it into a delicious cupcake. You have 45 minutes. Good luck, you'll need it. Clock starts now.
Sorensen chose to make a savory salmon cupcake with lemon and rosemary. Not only did she survive the round, she dominated it.
Florian, how's Castle's salmon lemon cupcake?
Let me tell you about your cupcake. You went on the savory side, but it's still sweet from the cake and everything. The creamy salmon filling inside, it's just delish. I loved it. Good job.
Sorensen says she's not a savory cupcake person, but she wasn't thrown off by the challenge. It does pay to be Alaskan when it comes to seafood, after all.
Not that people in other states don't eat seafood, but we definitely, I feel like, eat more seafood. And so I knew, like, the textures, the flavors of the cupcake, like, for what I wanted to choose to go into the cupcake. So I felt like maybe I had a little advantage there, but, I mean, I've never worked with salmon in a cupcake.
Since the show's airing, Sorensen has gone from making an average of 300 cupcakes a day to as many as 1,500, and she still sells out daily. Sorensen shows me today's stock that she's loaded onto her truck.
These are some pre-orders right here for cupcakes, and then back here we've got all the cupcakes. These are what's left for selling on the truck today. Everything else has been packaged up for pre-orders.
Sorensen insists on only selling half of her stock to online pre-orders. Otherwise, she'd likely sell out every day without even setting up her truck. She wants to make sure anyone can stop by and pick up a few cupcakes on the spot. But don't expect to find that salmon cupcake if you do. It's not on the regular menu just yet.
My assistant, like, every time we make it, she's like, you're mean, I don't want to touch that salmon. Like, you know, we have gloves that pull it apart, but she hates the smell of it and hates dealing with it. And then, like, rolling up little smoked salmon pieces on top is very time-consuming, and breaking off rosemary. Like, it's a very time-consuming cupcake. There's lots of steps to it. So it's not the funnest one to do.
That, and she says the salmon cupcakes tend to make the other cupcakes in the truck smell fishy. She sold them, though, and they have been a hit.
Being from Alaska, you have to have it on the menu. People are really excited about trying it.
But she doesn't want them to be her signature cupcake. Sorensen is more interested in her sweet recipes, which she'll be expanding along with her kitchen and her business in the coming months. She's going to pace herself, though.
I just kind of like to take it as it comes with me. I mean, first we started in my house, then we went to the truck, now we have the kitchen. A lot of people are like, oh, you need a storefront and everything, but I'm definitely not ready for that.
This week, Sorensen is focusing on her holiday-themed flavors like gingerbread and eggnog. And after the holiday, she's finally going to take a well-deserved vacation.
I need a break. I've been exhausted.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see Castle's Creations salmon cupcake recipe, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.